drone activity closes airspace over Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. The Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio temporarily closed its airspace on December 13 after drone activity was detected in the area, a base spokesperson said on December 15. Bob Perdaman, Public Affairs Director for 88th Air Base Wing, told media outlets that the airspace was blocked after small unmanned aerial systems were spotted flying over the airbase late Friday and early Saturday. Perdaman said installation leadership determined that none of the incursions impacted base residents, facilities, or assets. Perdaman told defense industry news outlet The War Zone that the drones ranged in size and configuration, without elaborating further. It was not immediately clear where the drones came from. The airbase issued a notice to Air Missions to announce the airspace closure after the drones were detected. The airspace has since been reopened. Perdaman said that the 88th Air Base Wing, the host unit for Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, was working with local authorities in Ohio to ensure the safety of base personnel, facilities, and assets. The Air Force is taking all appropriate measures to safeguard our installations and residents, he said. The Epoch Times has reached out to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base for details on the incident. Located northeast of Dayton, Ohio, the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is home to Air Force Material Command, which conducts research, testing, and evaluation, and provides acquisition management services and logistics support necessary to keep Air Force weapon systems ready for war, according to its website. The base also hosts the Air Force Research Laboratory and the National Air and Space Intelligence Center, which serves as the primary source of the U.S. Defense Department for foreign air and space threats. The incident occurred amid reports of unidentified drone-like objects flying over parts of New Jersey, New York, and California. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, said the federal government will take action to address concerns but signaled that officials don't have the authority to shoot them down. I want to assure the American public that we in the federal government have deployed additional resources, personnel, technology to assist the New Jersey State Police in addressing the drone sightings, he told ABC News This Week anchor George Stephanopoulos on Sunday. Mayorkas said the sightings are in fact of drones, but some are manned aircraft that are commonly mistaken for drones, echoing previous statements made by the FBI and the White House. He did not provide further details. He stated that the U.S. government is limited in its authority to take down a drone, noting that more than 8,000 drones are flown across the country each day. Jack Phillips contributed to this report.